We've got with us a guy who's a great handyman, his DIY handyman. You've seen him on HGTV. Chip Wade joins us in the morning. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I see here you're going to help free up more time. Look, I don't know any handyman who has any free time, because every time there's free time, they always get an idea about something else.
That's part of it.
They want to build or fix, or they're thinking, now is my opportunity to take care of that task.
Well, you know, really what I'm this is the time of year where I really want everybody to be able to just do a little bit of prep outside. So once the summer months hit, we're not worried about working during the summer in our backyards. We're more focused on enjoying the fruits of our labor in our beautiful backyards. So a couple of things that can get us ready is the first is really thinking about your walkways, your decks, your patios, thinking about keeping those clean. You can obviously go just get a simple kind of patio or deck wash, but the thing that a lot of people kind of overlook is the pressure washer. A pressure washer on your deck is one of the easiest ways to clean it. The one thing to think about, though, is just not getting that water stream too close to your decking, because it can split the fibers of that wood and cause damage. So kind of staying between, you know, 16 and 18 inches away when you're cleaning is a big deal. And then once it's done and once it's dried out for a couple of days, make sure you're sealing that deck back. A lot of times people only seal the top surface of the deck, but the real tip here is don't overlook sealing the underneath side of the deck. It's a natural material, so if you can completely seal it, top and bottom, it's going to last a lot longer. The second thing is just getting your gas grill ready. Everybody knows, you know, getting your, you know, your wire brush, your degreaser, you know, cleaning out your burners. However, what oftentimes, you know, those things are rusted out or you can't find the right part. Don't overlook the fact that you can just get some white vinegar from the inside of your house. Just wad up a nice big circle of aluminum foil and just use that as your scrub brush. And then throughout the season, as you're grilling, you can always just cut up an onion in halves. Hold that with that same aluminum ball and just scrub that grill grate. It's good. The acid in the onion and the water in the onion melts down and just helps keep that grate nice and clean. Squirt it with a little bit of nonstick spray or some olive oil, and that's going to keep those metallic grates from rusting.
Sounds like a lot of good ideas. I know we're also going to talk today about getting those weeds. Now, that's the fastest thing that grows in my yard, but I guess we have some ways to kind of sort of prevent it before they start getting there.
Absolutely. Weeds are kind of the bane of a lot of people's existence when it comes to their backyards. In fact, weeding is the number one concern Americans have in their backyards because on average we're spending about 5 hours a month just pulling weeds, which is a ridiculous number. If you think about it. I mean, the reason being is there's weeds like crabgrass that actually produce up to 150,000 seeds in a single plant every single year. So when you pull that one weed, you're actually pulling up more weed seeds, making a weedy bed potentially much weedier.
You use the word weed too many times in a sentence. Let me just tell you.
I know, right? To eliminate the weeds, though, really one thing that I like to do is not necessarily pull weeds, but use a pre-emergent. I've been using a product for years called Preen, where you literally can sprinkle out these granules, and it goes and it basically the ingredient bonds to the weed seeds, not even allowing them to root. The whole point there is the weed never grows to begin with. They actually just came out with a new product called Preen Extended Control. This is a product that lasts 6 months. So it's really easy to apply in your gardening beds to just completely eliminate the need to weed at all.
Chip, can that product damage anything that's already there in terms of flower plants or things in the garden?
So the whole point of it is called, since it's a pre-emergent, it will keep anything from growing roots. So if your plants are already up and there's leaves on them, you can put this product right on the top and it's not going to bother them. It's really about putting it down before something comes up. It just is going to keep any of those seeds from germinating and rooting at all.
I want to put down some new mulch too. Should I put down the Preen first?
You could put it down first, but I recommend putting it on after, because what ends up happening when you put mulch down, there's oftentimes weed seeds inside the mulch. So putting it on top of the mulch and watering it in creates a protective barrier in the mulch and on the ground.
Talking this morning with Chip Wade, what else is new with you? What's the latest project that you're working on or you'd like to finish?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, you can imagine there's so many. But in my backyard, really what I'm wanting to do is just to create that ambiance. I'm a big advocate of always having a great fire feature in my backyard or in projects that I'm working on. In fact, fire pits are one of the top-rated things that all Americans are looking to have in their backyards, and they're not unattainable. There are cost-effective options that just create that nice, centralized ambiance on a cool night. It's just that, you know, that centralized feature that people are just drawn to. Also, installing things like water misters. If you have an irrigation system, there's simple things that you can actually do around your porches to just create a nice little mist that lowers the temperature during those summer months that you can use while you're using your yard, not just watering your lawn. But also, there's options with drip systems that you can just screw right into, you know, your hose bib on the outside of your house to do the same exact thing. The final thing is just making sure that your lighting is conducive for just enjoying your backyard. So string lights are huge, whether they're solar or plug-in. The plug-in options really are nice. You can just daisy chain those under a trellis or on walk paths. The solar options are actually really, really great for doing things like even putting them up underneath a table or a set of chairs and a couch to kind of create an underglow. It's a different way of lighting walk paths that give just, again, that illuminescence that just draws you out and makes you want to use the space.
So is there any kind of new kind of things you use your smartphones for that help you in your world of do-it-yourself and constructions, things like that?
Well, besides just searching anything and everything under the sun, really control is a big thing. There's so much automated control that's being afforded to us with applications on our smart devices. So anything from lighting control, even water control for those misters I just talked about, outdoor speakers, all of these types of things are now becoming available for control with your smart devices. So technology is really becoming our friends, making our lives much easier and controllable without having to do much effort.
Have you found one that controls the weather by chance?
Oh. If I do, you will definitely be the first first call.
Yeah, we'll book you on that interview.
right after I call the patent office.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. King Wade or Chip, King Chip, right. A ruler of everything who controls the weather. Chip, we appreciate your time this morning and good advice. If we want to find out more about some of the things we're talking about, where's a good place to check out some details?
You can go to preen.com to find out. Really, we got a lot of tips up there to just figure out how to keep your lawn looking great. But really, like I said, it's about doing things now so you don't have to work and spend time laboring in the summer, but rather just enjoying your backyard.
Yes, measure twice, cut once, right?
Isn't that right? That's right.
Chip, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks. You have a great day.
Chip Wade, HGTV star and DIY handyman there. I was going to even ask him, you know, Chip. Is that your real name, Chip, or is that like a nickname, Chip? Because, Greg, where do you go with names like that? Chip, is that?
Well, I think of Chip Douglas.
Yes,
I start there.
Yeah, but he's not. That's not their real name. Nobody, ladies and gentlemen, this is my baby. His name is Chip. They don't. You don't